into toy collectibles. Why I launched WineLibrary.com in 1997 when nobody thought local liquor stores belonged online. Why I decided to go all in on Australian and Spanish wines in 1999 when everybody else was still obsessed with France, California, and Italy. It's how I knew to use Twitter from the get-go and that video blogging was going to be a big deal. And it's why I know I'm right now. I want people who love running businesses and building businesses as much as I do, whether they're entrepreneurs, run a small business, or work for a Fortune 100 company, to understand what early adopters like me can already see. That we have entered a new era in which developing strong customer relationships is pivotal to a brand or a company's success. We have been pushing our message for too many decades. It's no longer enough that a strong marketing initiative simply funnels a brand's one-way message down the consumer's throat. To have an impact, it will have to inspire an emotionally charged interaction. Just as open, honest communication is the key to good interpersonal relationships, so is it intrinsic to a brand or business's relationships with its customers. People embrace social media because communicating makes people happy. It's what we do. It's why we carved pictures into rocks. It's why we use smoke signals. It's why ink won. And if someone ever develops a tool that allows us to communicate telepathically, we'll be